This is your location for maximum music.
At 92.9 FM, this is KCUF, Boulder Creek.
And I'm Vince Vinyl. Thanks for joining me on this kind of dreary Sunday afternoon. The calendar says we're just 2 days away from spring, but it definitely feels like winter still in the KCUF hood. A good day to stay inside and catch some tunes. Maybe clean the crib or attack that project you've been meaning to get to. In any case, I'm here to provide the soundtrack for you, and we'll get right back to it right after this message.
What's for breakfast? Hi, I'm Dewey Cox. In my house, it's Cox sausages covered in maple syrup. And if you've got some hard walking to do, and let's face it, who doesn't? Why not start your day right by biting into a juicy Cox sausage? They're farm fresh and hickory smoked right here on Cox Farms in the Big Cox Smoker. Cox sausage. It doesn't say Cox unless I say it tastes like Cox. Cox sausage.
There's a lot I don't understand. There's so much that I don't know. Lately, I've been thinking about the wild gods of Mexico. Mr. Campbell says there's feathered serpents, highly revered 1,000 years ago. Nowadays, nobody much recalls the wild gods of Mexico. Hearsay's got them vicious and vain, demanding blood and flesh and bone. Sacrifice was what it was for the wild gods of Mexico. Desperation swore an oath to the wild gods of Mexico. With conviction and for recompense, I took a dog and cut its throat. I drained its blood into a wooden cup for the wild gods of Mexico.
Cuts and trims the grass for me. He makes the flowers bloom. He says that he comes from a place not far from Guanajuato. It's 2 days on a bus from here, a lifetime from this room. I fix his meals and talk to him in my old broken Spanish. He points at things and tells me names of things I can't recall. But sometimes I just can't but help from wondering who this man is. And if when he is gone, will he remember me at all? I watch him close, he works just like a piston in an engine. He only stops to take a drink and smoke a cigarette. But when the day is ended, I look outside my window. There on the horizon, Mariano's silhouette. He sits upon a stone in the southeasterly direction. I know my charts, I know that he is thinking of his home. I've never been the sort to say I'm into intuition, but I swear I see the faces of the ones he calls his own. Their skin is brown as potter's clay, their eyes void of expression. They're as black as widows' dreams, their dreams are all but gone. They're ancient as the vision of a sacrificial virgin. And a son is crying from a baby being born. They hover around a dying flame, pray for his protection. Their prayers are often answered by his letters in the mail. He sends them colored figures he cuts from strips of paper, and all his weekly wages, saving nothing for himself. It's been a while since I've seen the face of Mariano. The border guards, they came one day and took him far away. I hope that he is safe down there at home in Guanajuato. I worry though, I read there's revolution every day.
My road south of the border, deep into Mexico. A full law and order on a horse called Devil Joe. Chasing down a bounty just to bring a heap of gold. Somewhere south of Texas, about 100 miles or more. You can hear them raising hell deep in the valley down below. Outlaws dealing cards in the dust of San Pedro. Taken by surprise, the only option that I had. I've already been spotted by a scout named Half and Half. Well, I put my plan in motion, took 3 out through the night. The morning sun revealed the hell I knew there'd be a fight. All my guns are loaded and I've got one in my sight. Lead will soon be flying, but the lawman had the ride. You can hear them raising hell deep in the valley down below. Bad men across the border in the dust of San Pedro. 3 of them lie on the ground, the rest scattered about. I had my rifle lowered when I heard one of them shout. Well, put down all your weapons, we'll let you ride away. Take your bounty with you to make sure that you get paid. I'm sure we'll meet up again, I look forward to that day. I squeeze my trigger lightly to the sound of ricochet. You could hear more riders coming, They may be friend or foe. I thought my life was over till I heard a bugle blow. Draped across my saddlebag, it's worth its weight in gold. Left the rest just lying in the dust of San Pedro. I left the rest just lying in the dust of San Pedro. Started closing in. He thought it over.
Mexico.
Every blade of grass standing in its way, from sunburnt gold on the mountain to sun blood red on the plain. Snakes will bite, lightning will strike. How many lives will claim? They tame the open range. Call Wyoming now alone. They watch the passing of a train. Their visions are just memories of buffalo that used to be their wheel light, pushed off the open range. The cowboy dog's his brand about, tries to get a true head county come against the fence line in the rain. And what will be held in or out to strip the grass and suffer droughty dams, this sudden change to the open range. Here the wind touches every blade of grass standing in its way, from sunburned gold on the mountain to sun blood red on the plain. Snakes will bite, lightning will strike. How many lives will claim? They tame the open range.
Farrell, the open range, wrapping up a real nice set right there. Whole bunch of notes just tumbling out of Bill Kay's Telecaster right at the end of that one. Leaving Oklahoma was Steve LaFollette. The dust of San Pedro was from Terry Razor. Robert Earl Keen did Mariano, and Ray Wiley Hubbard kicked that whole deal off about 20 minutes or so ago with Wild Gods of Mexico. Good afternoon to you. I'm Vince Vinyl. You are you, and this is 92.9 FM KCUF Boulder Creek.
Nationally syndicated talk radio host Dave Ramsey has often said that there is no magic pill for getting out of debt. Well, sorry, Mr. Ramsey, but there is. And it's called Detinol. Detinol is a 100% all-natural drug that is guaranteed to control your spending and control your desire to overspend. One pill a day, and you will no longer feel the need to spend money you don't have. We have created this drug because we care about you. Detinol, the pill that cares. Minor side effects may include fatigue, headache,
my head,
nervousness, sore throat, explosive diarrhea, insomnia.
I can't sleep.
Drowsiness.
I can't stay awake.
Horrible nightmares.
Oh.
Gastronomical trauma.
Oh my.
Hallucinations.
That rabbit just said my name.
Chronic halitosis.
Woo.
A slight cough and a runny nose. Detinol. Brought to you by the Credit Card Association of America. Credit. The easy way out.
Still stuck in this house with a mind full of doubts. Tired of staring out the window. Eating too much, drinking too much. Tired of watching the grass grow. Channel 2, Channel 3, back to Channel 2. I watched everything in my queue. So put me on a train, I don't care where it's going. Fly me on a plane, maybe out to Wyoming. Need an RV, no plans, just you and me. I need to go somewhere. Still watching the rain, kids driving me insane. Another Groundhog Day routine. Stuck in my head, existential dread. What in the world does it mean? Month two, month four, can't take it anymore. I got to get my feet out the door. So put me on a train, I don't care where it's going. Fly me on a plane, maybe out to Wyoming. Need an RV, no plans, just you and me. I need to go somewhere. I need to go somewhere. Submarine DeLorean. On a horse and a Porsche. On a boat with T-Pain. Swim like a mermaid. Nearly all the way to Spain. Listen, Karen, I'll even ride on my rollerblades. I need to go somewhere. I need to go somewhere. I need to go somewhere.
Thank you.
slow. Well, that long black train got my baby and gone. Train, train, coming round, round the bend. Train, train, coming round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. No, not again. Train, train, coming down, down the line. Train, train, coming down the line. Well, it's bringing my baby, 'cause she's mine, oh, oh, mine, she's mine, oh, oh, mine. Train, train, coming round, round the bend, round the bend. Train, train, coming round, round the bend, round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again.
Took down a photograph of our wedding day, ripped it down the middle and threw my half away. And I got nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame but me. She broke all my fishing rods, put my guns in hot, threw my clothes out in. Changed out all the locks, and I got nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame but me. I know right where I went wrong. I know just what got her gone. Turned my life into this country song. My old hot rod, ran it in the pond, put sugar in my John Deere. I can't even mow my lawn, and I got nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame but me. She built her a bonfire with my old six string, took all my drain, and I got nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame.
Come fishing on our own golden pond. Guitar picking pal. Lord, I love my Harley mama. She loves her guitar picking pal. I'm her motorcycle cowboy. She's my long talk gal. Said when the party is over, man, it's really over for good. Honey, everything changes. Wouldn't change back if I could. Play it, Johnny. He wouldn't change, would he?
Merle the Squirrel Haggard, and Motorcycle Cowboy. Chris Stapleton did Nobody to Blame, and the King, Elvis Presley, did Mystery Train in the middle of that set. Distant Lonesome Train was from Joe Bonamassa, and Drew Holcomb started that mess off with I Need to Go Somewhere, which was a definite anthem during the shelter-in-place days of COVID-19. It's 45 minutes past 2 p.m., or 2:45, your choice. And time for a quick news break on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio, but don't go anywhere. There's more good stuff ahead.
This is the personal nurse in the KCUF newsroom. Here's our reporter, Ben Dover, with this news update.
In addition to creating a Twitter account, Pope Benedict XVI plans to further connect with Christian youth by giving up on Catholicism. According to Archbishop Angelo Bagnasco, the Pope realizes it's not enough to just join Twitter and Facebook. Quote, in order to really relate to modern teens, he needs to make religion a much smaller part of his busy life, just like they do. And it's already working. Tweets like, can someone go to church for me, LOL, hashtag sleeping in, have been retweeted over a million times by lazy Catholic teens, while tweets like, if God was real, how come there's so much murder, and I'm still Catholic, I just don't go to church or believe in Jesus, have been especially successful with college students who are questioning the church's teaching.
It's really cool to see that the Pope is as active on social media and as skeptical about God as I am. Look, he just tweeted, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. That's totally how I feel.
The Pope has already started skipping out on Sunday Mass to enjoy leisurely brunches with work friends and guest hosting Chelsea Lately to talk about premarital sex with comedians. Pope Benedict's aides say his next project involves reaching out to Muslims by sitting down with Islamic leaders and proclaiming his undying allegiance to Allah.
And I got it all over my shoes. I've been walking through the barnyard, baby, and I got it all over my shoes. Been riding on a John Deere tractor with a big old bag of that beech nut chew. Now I'm sitting back in the shade just a playing on this kid's teeth. 'Cause it's the only thing I know to do. I'm sitting in the shade with my kids still. 'Cause it's the only thing I know to do. I might be from down in the country, baby, but I can play just as wild as you want me to. That's all right, I still got the get steel. Thank you. next time you come down from that big city. I'm gonna show you just what a country boy can do. Next time you come down from that big city, baby, I'm gonna show you just what a country boy can do. I'm just laying around and playing on this get still, but I can get just as wild as you want me to.
Said, if you come back around, I'm going out like Judge Dredd. What was in your head when you made those choices? I can only hope that you were plagued by voices, and you made the decision not to listen to the one that was on your side when you started to slide. When mama brought you back home, she was broken down to the bone, 'cause you had been gone so long. But now a baby boy is back in the house. You can see all the smile from her mouth. I ain't never seen her this happy. Then all of a sudden you disappeared again, and she's crumbling down. The smile is gone from her chin, and she doesn't know where. And I don't even care, 'cause you broke mama's heart twice, and it ain't even nice. Now I'm surprised as heck that she's wondering where you went. And I don't give a damn, friend, I don't even care.
You've done your time, and you come back out that doorway. You will not find a loved one or a friend. You may return to the place where the people used to know you, but you can never go home again. Never go home, never go home. You can never go home again.
Things as I've seen were horrified the strongest. When it left the home I haven't been to in the longest. Led a life by the sword, forced to fall upon it. The kites flew, there was nobody left to correspond with. Familiar faces either passed on or flipped, so there wasn't much left for me to do except dip. Too many years lost off the lies of a snitch, so it was either do a bit or end up lying in the ditch. Now, left to walk across the land is a mystery. Every new town reinvented new history. I turn my back on my past just to get to see a new day. Reframe my identity to get to sleep at night. Man, I need about a fifth at least. The dirty deeds that I did just to get to eat. Melancholy and emptiness, the unseen consequence of the conditions of release.
We found a man the other day, hanging from the ceiling. His sentence was almost out and in. Right there on his bed was a note
bright and simple city.
We'll be right back.
girls with long skinny thighs like a buck in bronze, they always give me a rise. I could saddle a horse when I was 6 years old. By the time I was 10, I won the rodeo. Now that I'm older, I like my beer on tap. This is just a little ditty called the Cowboy Rap. Yeah.
Cowboy rap, cowboy, cowboy rap.
Larry Mahan is a hero of mine. Nobody ever threw a loop like a Manning Field line. I dip Copenhagen and I spit in a jar. Sometimes it turns over in the seat of my car. My neck is red and I don't take no crap. If I ever have to, it's just a cowboy rap.
Cowboy. Cowboy. Cowboy rap.
Natural fact. Come on, everybody, do the cowboy rap. That's where it's at, and we don't let sissies do the cowboy rap.
Sucking for pain. You know my name.
fire rounds of thunder. You know my hand do incredible easy. Get in the same team, it's easy. Hallelujah, gotta make you pray.
If that ain't country, Marvin ain't gay. Way back there a ways, it was Junior Brown starting that six-tune set of music on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio. Get Steel, the title. Gangster Grass was next with You Can Never Go Home Again. And followed by Cowboy, an early one from Kid Rock, who very quickly got into the California mode when he left Detroit, right? We heard Heavy Metal Cowboys from Helix in the middle there. Cowboy Rap was Jimmy Collins, and that last one, Gunslinger, was from Baby Snakes. Vince Vinyl here on KCUF Boulder Creek, and I appreciate the company on this rainy Sunday. Right back.
Hello. I can't take your call right now, so leave a message at the tone and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. And Norman, if that's you, I'm busy.
Are you tired of spending your nights alone? Do you live in an apartment that even your mother wouldn't come to visit? Do you dress like a geek? Is your name Norman? Well then, come to Cinedate Theaters, where men of your gender are never alone. We understand that it's not the clothes that make the man, but it's what's underneath that really counts. We know that for a man like you, finding a date is not just a way of life, it's a living hell. That's why we at Cinedate have taken the humiliation out of dating, and all for a little more than the price of a good magazine and a small hand towel. No matter where you sit, you're guaranteed an R-rated movie and a highly rated companion. Don't worry about good impressions here. At Cinedate, you're in complete control. You make all the moves. In our theaters, you'll find that every seat is the best seat in the house. Are you tired of women not wanting what you have to offer? Then don't spend another night at home playing with a floppy disk. Come to Cinedate, the best in entertainment on and off the screen.